You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Come rally with the dog pound at the 2015 Cleveland Browns Fan Fest Saturday, June 6th at the Cleveland Convention Center. Meet Browns players, alumni, enjoy interactive player exhibits, hear from Browns coaches and front office members and more. Tickets go on sale Thursday, April the 23rd at 11 a.m. on clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm. Apparently, you guys don't want, after further review, you want to call us up, 216-578-0850.
Let's hear it, man.
Our guy Chevy in New Jersey is here. What's up, Chevy?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk draft because I really think that we can't give up any draft picks for a quarterback. We got Johnny. He'll be fine. We got the other guy. The thing I think we really need, especially towards the end of the season, is leadership on that D-line. You know, Armonte Bryant got chop blocked by the Pittsburgh's tight end. What about Miles Austin? He got nailed in the spleen. I mean, we need some tough defensive linemen that are not going to take this anymore. And we need a big O-line that's got depth. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Chevy. I think you're right. We all want to get tougher on the defensive line. Jim O'Neill saying we will stop the run. And it seems to be confirmed. Jim O'Neill on Twitter now.
Really?
At Coach Jim O'Neill.
Good.
On Twitter.
But isn't Pettine an anti-Twitter guy?
I thought so, but apparently he's there.
All right. Well, maybe in his second year he's getting a – hope he's getting a little lenient with the coaches, but he tightens up on those players.
It's an interesting one. I can't believe he's allowing Coach to be on there. But I think everybody agrees D-line is definitely a place that the Browns do need to get some help here in this 2015 NFL draft. Go to Steve in Zanesville now. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Nathan, I think you're overvaluing draft picks a little bit. It's every year, it's the same thing in this town. I don't know what it is. Maybe you guys are a little too close to be objective to the situation.
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is every draft, there's a handful of guys that can transform a franchise. Only a handful, maybe four or five. And this draft, I see that as either Mariota or Leonard Williams. If we don't come away with one of those two, mainly Mariota, we either have to come away with Phillip Rivers with a trade or Jay Cutler with a trade. Otherwise, we're staring at 4-12.
And Jay
it's gonna
Cutler?
Be the same thing. Yeah, Jay Cutler.
What about
you wanna
Sam
go to
Bradford?
The playoff? I want to go to the playoff, guys.
I know, but you want to build a team that's going to win a Super Bowl. I happen in my own talent evaluation of Marcus Mariota, I don't feel that he is that good. I don't feel that he is the guy that is good enough for that package. Jameis Winston, I would. Teddy Bridgewater, I would have last year. And sad thing is, he could have just drafted Teddy Bridgewater right there at 26 and not moved around.
We can't go back there, bro.
But this year, no, I don't believe so in any way, shape, or form this year.
No, I agree. And to me, Jay Cutler has been to the playoffs, and he's not. And to me, what I've seen from him most recently is that he's not a sure thing. Is he a gunslinger? Yes. But I don't think he is not a play like a Brown type of guy to me. The personality, him shoving his offensive linemen, the attitude that he has on the sidelines, the attitude that he carries himself with. You know, he's always very smug. That to me is not a guy that I want to bring here at the end of his career, pay him $20 million a year potentially or more and have him lead this franchise. He's
and
the
he
wrong
folds
guy.
Like a deck of cards in big games.
Thank you.
There literally, you like the guy wants no part of it.
Right, because it's a little bit of adversity, and you know, at Vanderbilt, everything came on a silver platter, and he expects it to continue in the NFL.
It certainly has not thus far. 216-578-0850, we've got Mike in Cleveland. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nathan, I'm Matt. How you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Matt,
I-O, brother.
All right. The reason I was calling is I think it would be better for the Browns to go defense as far as a defensive tackle or a pass rusher. If you look at what happened last season, they finished dead last against the run. Okay, Pittsburgh's loaded up on offense, and they can run the ball as well as anybody. Last year, I don't remember the young man's name, but it was early in the season. He was a running back for Baltimore, and he was no one ever heard of him, and he was running through the Browns defensive line like he was Walter Payton. Now, you face these two teams twice a year, and they're always in the hunt for the playoffs. So it would behoove them to get a pass rusher
someone that can get back in there and get in Flacco or Roethlisberger or Andy Dalton's grill and just take them out, nail them into the turf, or get someone there that could stop the run and just seal that hole and just make it a little easier also for the linebackers. Because if you remember, Carlos Dansby was hurt near the end of the year. So that helps alleviate some of the workload that the linebackers have if you've got the big bulls up front that can just stuff the run right at the line of scrimmage.
Danny Shelton is that guy. He's that guy. 340 and productive is very rare talent.
He certainly is. He's a guy that wants to get in there and make wreak a little havoc, as it were. Scott on a cell. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
got it,
man.
Thank you, man.
Today I have to respectfully disagree with my man, Mr. Wilhelm, on Sam Bradford, and here's why. He's already collected like $50 million in his initial contract, and he had to get talked out of not considering early retirement after his most recent ACL. And then beyond that, I don't think he's even been cleared for football activity. So in terms of, you know, we heard that Flip has put in, you know, part of the install, or they're already doing 100 pass plays. I would be really concerned that both from a physical and just getting in and understanding the playbook that Sam Bradford would be behind. That seems like it would just be delaying us a year based on our free agent pickups, you know, what we heard from Dante Whitner. I think these guys are ready to play some defense. Let's just get serviceable play out of McCown or Manziel or one of those guys, and just draft two fire eaters at any position. We just need two more studs. This team will be ready to compete in the not too distant future.
And Gibbs, is that kind of why you feel like there might be a little bit of letdown this year with this schedule priming us for an amazing 2 or 3 year run of high quality playoff football?
Yeah, I think if you go back and look at other teams and how they've been built, you almost took that step backwards, or you were about the same in year two before you made that jump into contention. And I feel like, you know, we're still there. It's not just quarterback. You know, I started thinking about it after we got done. I'm like, well, you know, everybody, it's easy to go point to the quarterback, but you know, I still worry about depth on the offensive line. I think that there's some depth issues at linebacker, also in the secondary. And, you know, I still think we're, you know, this year, got to hit it hard in the draft. You got to hit home runs. And, you know, I just think you take your lumps here a little bit this year, and you might take a step back. I don't think it's a big step back, but I think you might take a little bit of a step back. And then, you know, year three, you know, as long as they don't, you know, no one gets fired, you got the whole coaching staff there and away you go. And hopefully year three, it's put up or shut up time.
It's time to win.
It is time to win. And you know what's very encouraging too is as you look at this staff, there's not really a true home run to go from a position coach to a coordinator to be wooed other places yet. You know, Jim O'Neill, after 2 or 3 years of solid defense, may be one of those guys to take a bigger job, better job, but they'd be breaking the link for him to Mike Pettine and or Coach Pettine reviving this organization in the next 2 years, maybe going to the playoffs, you know, if not this season, next season. He might be a hot commodity, you know, as Jason Garrett's leaving Dallas. His name's going to be in that, you know, that coaching carousel simply because he's done such a great job here. But my whole point in saying that is we got 2 or 3 years of this staff to be intact and Ray Farmer accumulating assets via the draft and strategically and judiciously spending the significant amount of cap space that we have via free agency to compete and prove to these fans that they have a winner in town. And to jump back on that bandwagon, even though sometimes they draw that line in the sand and straddle it because of how frustrating this organization has been the last 15 years. Let's go all in with this regime and push forward and continue to trend upward in the National Football League.
Yes, let's go. Yes, and let's. If that's a problem, that's fine. That's a good problem to have.
Great problem
to
have.
Let's cross that bridge when we get to it. But let's start with the success part of it, and then we'll go from there. 216-578-0850, Ellis in Orlando. Welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, pleasure as always. I want to
talk what's up, Ellis?
Back really quick and in our schedule. Listen, guys, all we have to do is stay true to our board, because had we done that last year, we would have Watkins and Bridgewater. Then we wouldn't even be where we're at, you know.
Amen.
Baltimore won a Super Bowl that one year. Well, the quarterback, all he had to do was be mediocre.
Yes.
I mean, so quarterback is important, but if we can get solid play out of the defense and other players, all we ask is the quarterback is to not lose a game. And that year, that's what Dilfer did. I think the Brown staff start overthinking it. And if they mortgage the house to get another quarterback, which we still don't have the weapons anyway, I think it makes us worse. I think that would be disastrous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But as far as our schedule, look, I think the schedule's hot. I really think we could start off 3-0. I love the fact that we have two prime time games. Monday night, the dog pound should be jumping.
Oh, yeah.
And I look at it this way. If it bleeds, you can kill it. Any team can lose on any given Sunday. Remember the one year we beat New England and then New Orleans back-to-back, you know? So believe me, if they can lose, I mean, they can lose. They're just no different than us. So listen, stay true to the board. Browns fan till the casket drops, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, Ellis.
Thank you very much, Ellis. Let's get one last call in here to take our final break. Dan on a cell. What's up, Dan?
Hey, I wanted to talk about the draft real quick, and I got to tell you, I'm about to drive off the road with this guy talking about bringing Jay Cutler in there. I mean, I grew up in Chicago, so I'm both a Browns and a Bears fan, and I can tell you flat out, the Bears would take a seventh-round pick, Luke McCown, and a bag of soiled diapers to get rid of Jay Cutler. That's how bad this guy is. He's a cancer on the team. And as far as mortgaging your future for Marcus Mariota, that's a joke, too. Unless the guy's name is Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or John Elway, you don't mortgage your future for a quarterback unless he's 100% locked. And Marcus Mariota is not 100%.
He's not. Locked. He's not. Those are my sentiments as well. He is not a sure thing. He's a great kid, a hard worker, but his game has not been shown to transfer yet, and it's not enough for me to go first round again at quarterback and or make a move up to go get a guy like that.
Yeah, I do certainly agree with that. All right, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, 216-578-0850. We'll get into the Twitter mailbag as well as we wrap things up here on a Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here from the Dog Bowl in Berea.
I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.